Okay, thank you all very much for coming. Today's daf is daf ches. Very important daf for you know, really all of Kol HaTorah Kula, the issue of doing a mitzvah. Does a mitzvah protect you? So we'll start again on the bottom of Zayin or Beis. Mishnah taught us, started the two dots here towards, I guess about a third of the way up. The Mishnah taught us that on the night of Erev Pesach, Bodkines HaChametz L'Or HaNer, we check for chametz to the light of a candle. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, you only check those places that chametz is normally brought into them. You don't check places that there's no reason to think there would be any chametz there. All right, so the light of a candle. Let's start from there. Zayin Amud Beis, two dots. You know, Anamili, how do we know this, that you have to check for the light of a candle? Amar Rav Chizda said it's based on a series of gzeiros shavos, a series of linkages between words. Laman mitziya mi mitziya, one connections the word motze to the word motze. Mitziya mi chippus, and then the word motze is connected to the word lachapes, to seek. Chippus mi chippus, and then again chippus from Neros. And Neros from the word Ner. Okay, so how does it work? Mitziya mi mitziya, tzivach, it says over here, Shivas Yom for 7 days, or lo yimatzei mibatzeichem. Levin, namely chametz, shall not be found in your homes. Oh, Ellie, can you let somebody else in? Thank you. Okay, so we are on Zayin Amud Beis, two lines before the lines become wide. So we have the word lo yimatzei. Chametz may not be found in your homes. Ksiv hasan, then you have another pasuk in regards to when Yosef sent the police to examine the bags of his brothers after they left Egypt. Vayechapes, and he searched out all the bags. Bagadol hechel, he started with the elder one. Uvakatzon kala, and he finished with the youngest, with Binyamin. Vayimtza, right? And he found the gavia. He found the goblet in Binyamin's bag. So that's a lo yimatze to vayimtza. Now in this vayimtza, you have the word vayechapes. So now mitziya michipus today. So you see chipus is connected to the word mitziya. Now chipus we connect to the word neros. Save as the pasuk says, we're on the first wider line now on Zayin Amud Beis. Vayesa he at that time. Achapeses Yerushalayim baneros. I will seek out Yerushalayim with candles. So now you have the word neros connected to chippus, which is connected to mitzia, which is connected to lo yimatzei. And neros connect us to the word ner. Yachsiv, as the pasuk says, ner Hashem nishmas Adam, the lamp of God is the human soul. Chofes kol chadrei vaten, he seeks out all the rooms in the stomach. So from there we see that the best way to do chippus, the best way to do a good check is with a ner. Now the Gemara says, "My va'omer." Why do we have to have this pasuk? Ner Hashem nishmas Adam, chofes kol chadrei vaten. The first pasuk, "Achapesis Yerushalayim baneros," I'll seek out Jerusalem with candles, already says that you use candles for searching. Achitim, if you're going to tell me, hi ba'esahi. Oh, thank you, right. Okay, good. Yeah, Tana Dvei Rishmal. We went in a brisa on the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmal. Leili Yudzalid, on the night of the 14th, both in the Chametz Lo Aranir, we check for Chametz the light of a candle, Af Bishen Rai Ladav, even though there's no explicit proof to this, Zeichel Adavar, there is a hint, namely all these Gzeira Shavos, Shnemar Shivas, Yamim, Sorlo Yimatzei Bavatzeifem. First you have the Pasuk, 7 days, Chametz cannot be found. Va'omer, then it says, Vayechapes, Vagadol Achil, Vakaton Kala, Sagavia, and then you have the pasuk that he was searching out the bags. He started with the big one, he ended with the youngest, and he found it in the youngest bag. Boom, and then you have another pasuk. At that time, I'll seek out Yerushalayim with candles. Boom, and finally, the last pasuk, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, Chofes Kol Chadrei Vatan. My Boomer, why do you have to have two psukim linking candle to searching? If you're going to tell me, I ba'esahi, this passage says, ba'esahi achapis yishlayim baneiros, kulahi, maybe it's just a leniency. When God is going to seek out the sins of the Jewish people, he's only going to use a candle, so you won't see it so well. So come rachmana, that God is saying, lo b'tikna lebi yishlayim, b'nehorot avuk d'nafish nehorot tuva. I'm not going to check yishlayim with the light of a torch, because that has very good light, and then I would see all the flaws. I'm going to use the light of a candle, which has much less light. In other words, I'm only going to take notice of the big sins. And small sins, I'm not going to notice them. That's what the pasuk says, that the candle does a good search. Don't think that the candles do weak searches. They do good searches. As it says, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. The candle of God is the human soul, chofes kol chadrei vaten, and he searches out all the rooms of the stomach. In other words, through the candle, you get to all the different corners. You get to a better search with the candle than you have with a torch. A torch is a big light, but a candle gets you even into the corners and the cracks. Okay, so we are now on the very bottom of the page on Zayin Amud Beis. We're in the very last line. Tana Rabbanan Limud Braisa. You don't check for chametz to the light of the sun, or levana, nor to the light of the moon, or avuka, nor to the light of a torch, but only to the light of a little candle. Because as we said, the light of a candle gets you into the cracks. The light of a candle is very good for checking. And again, even though there's no proof to tell you to use candles, there is a way to remember it based on all these gzeiros shavos. Shneimer, it says... Yeah. Third time we're saying it. Shivas yom sorli yimatzei b'vateichem. 7 days. No chametz can be found in your home. Va'omen, and you have another pasuk in Parshas Miketz. Ve'yachapes v'gadol hechel v'katon kala v'yimatzei ha'gavia. Right, and they found the goblet in the bag of the young one. So you see that the word yimatzei is connected to chipus, to searching. In regards to searching, we have another pasuk. Ve'esli yachapes yishalayim v'aniros. At that time, I will seek out Yerushalayim with candles. But that's, don't think that means a weak search. Omer, finally we have another pasuk. Ner Hashem nishmas adam chofes kol chadrei vaten. With the lamp of God, which is the human soul, he searches out all the rooms of the stomach. In other words, with the candle, you get to all the rooms, even the small rooms with little cracks. You do a better search. Says the Gemara, Hai arachama, hei chidami. What does the Braisa mean when it says we don't check to the light of the sun? If you're going to say that in a courtyard, you're not going to use the light of the sun to look for chametz in the courtyard. Hamarava, you don't even need to check a courtyard because you have all the birds coming in to eat whatever chametz might be in a courtyard. Rava said, chatzer, ain't a tzricha bedika. You never need to check a courtyard. You have lots of ravens there, and the ravens come and they will eat whatever chametz might be there. Elabak saja. Must be we're talking about a portico. Remember, you know, think of the Beis HaMikdash that Herod built. There was a portico along the wall where you had roof and pillars, but you didn't have walls. So the portico is protected somewhat from the birds because the birds get stopped by the roof. So an aksadra.
What would
it
even help with? Back then there was no lights or anything. Like you're saying, maybe you'll check with the moon, but when you're inside, the moon's not going to help you.
Okay, well here we're talking about not the moon. Now we're talking about the sun. We're talking about sunlight. Okay, very nice question. So Ellie's pointing out that if you're checking at night, you're only going to be using a candle. That's true. But, you know, as we're going to see soon, Rabbi Yehuda holds, and it was mentioned earlier, that you actually check three times. You check at night, you check again in the morning, and you check again in the afternoon. So there is some who would say you check by day. So if you check by day, when are you going to use the sun? If you're going to talk about an aksadra, it's not true that you can't use the sun. Amar Rava, Rava said aksadra l'ora nevdekes, that the portico does get checked by the light of the sun. So Gemara says, l'tzricha, when we say that you can't use the light of the sun, la'aruba de'becheder. We're talking about a window, a sunlight in a room. So you can't use that sun. One second, where do you want to check? If you want to check the things underneath that sunlight, of course that should work. It should be just as good as a portico. Elitzadim. We're talking about the sides of that window. So the sides of the window, they don't have so much sunlight. So that's why we said you have to use the candle and you use it at night. Ask the Gemara, Avukalo, is it true that you cannot use a torch? But Vamar Rava, but didn't Rava say, my dichte, what's the meaning of the verse? In Habakkuk, Benoga, Kortiyah. The light that's going to shine when Mashiach comes is going to be a light as good as the light of the 7 days of creation. Karnayim Yadolo, and the face of the tzaddik is going to be shining from this light. Visham, and there next to Hashem, Chevyon Uzo, is the force of its strength. So Lamat Tzadikim Domin Bifnei Shechina. What are the tzaddikim going to resent? In what way will the face of a tzaddik be relative to the light of the Shechina? Kiner, it'll be like a small candle, Bifnei Avuka, in front of a big torch. Bama Rav Rava said, Avuka lahavdala mitzvah min amufchar. The best way to make the bracha of Bori Ma'oriya Eish during Havdala is to use a torch to have multiple flames all mixed in together. So from these two sources, you see that multiple flames is very good. It's better than a candle, right? The tzaddikim are only like a candle. The Shechina is like a torch. When you want to say Havdalah, you should use a torch. So why don't we use a torch for B'dikas Chametz? So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, listen, a torch is a good flame, but a candle, Zayachal Yachnisa L'chorn L'zdakim, this is what you can get into the corners and into the holes, into the cracks. Zebed a torch and a yachal achnisa lechorn l'zdakim. You can't get it into the holes and the cracks. That's why you're better off using a candle for bedikas chametz, for searching for chametz. Answer number one. Rav Zvid Amar Rav Zvid said another answer. Ze oro lefanav. The candle produces a good light in front of the person holding it. Whereas the torch, oro la'achrav, produces a good light for behind the person. But it doesn't make such a good light in front of you. And as the commentators explain, because since there's so many flames, it somewhat blinds the person. So you don't see so well ahead of you. But the guy behind you sees well because of your torch. So when you're looking for chametz, you're looking ahead. So you want to use a candle, which is a directed flame, and you don't want to use a torch that might blind you. Third answer of why we don't use torches for bedikas chametz. Rav Papa Amar, hai ba'is. When a person is holding a torch, there's a lot of fire there. So he's scared that he might start a fire. So he's not going to get down into the nooks and crannies. But hai lo ba'is, when he's using a little candle, he's not so scared that it's going to create a fire. He'll go into the nooks and crannies. So he'll do a better bedika. This one he's afraid of. This one he's not afraid of. And a fourth answer. Ravina Amar, Ravina said, hi, Mashach Nahore. With a candle, the illumination, the light, is steady. Hi, Mikta Fiktufi. But with a torch, the flames are jumping here and there. So since the flames are not as steady, it's not going to do as good a job of bedika. Therefore, you can only use a candle for bedika and not a torch. All right, then the Mishnah says, Kamakum Shemachnizu Bo Chametz. Ein sarach bedika. Any place that they don't normally bring chametz into, you don't need to check. Kol makom la'asuyeh mai. Why does it say any place? What's that to include? It's the Gemara la'asuyeh. It's to include hadatan rabbanim, what we learned in a braisa. The braisa says chorei bayis, the holes that are in the walls of a house, helyonim v'atachtonim, both those that are high up and those that are low. So they're not really comfortable to use. The gag hayatziah and the roof on the, they used to have closets along the wall. So the roof on those closets that's flat, I'm sorry, it's not flat, it's slanted, so it's not comfortable to use that roof. The gag amigdal and the roof on the migdal closet, which is also slanted. Or refes shel bakar, or a stable of cattle, or lulin, or a chicken coop, umatvein. Or a place where they store hay, votzros yayin, or where they store wine, votzros shemen, or where they store oil, ain't tzrichin bedika. You don't need to check for chametz. Okay, so the holes in a wall that are high and low, they're not comfortable to use. So since they're not comfortable to use, it's not a place that they put chametz into. the cattle stable and the chicken coop, the animals are going to eat whatever chametz is there. And the storage areas for the wine and the oil, also you don't have to check for chametz because people don't normally bring chametz there. So when our Tana says, Kol makom she'en machnisim bo chametz, every place that they don't put chametz into, we think all these places too, all the, you know, the holes that are high, the slanted roofs, these are all places that they don't put chametz into, therefore you don't need to check. What's that? Right, as Izzy points out, that's quite a principle. Any place that they don't bring chametz into, it could be very broad, but we'll see, the Gemara is going to limit it. Okay, very good. So Ellie points out there seems to be a contradiction here between this Braisa and the Mishnah. The Braisa says the storage area for wine is not a place where they bring in chametz. But the Mishnah said that we do check the cellars. Okay, we'll see. Rav Shimon Gamliel said like this, Mita cholekas b'soch habayis, when you have a bed that's used to divide a room into two. Hasekes, and because it's very tall, there's a high gap between it and the floor. So then tzricha b'dika, you need to check underneath this bed. Ask Gemara Minu, I'll ask you from a contradiction. We learned Chor Shabin. I'll challenge you from a contradiction. We learned Chor Shabin Adam Chavero. So let's say you have a hole between one person's room and his friend's room. You have a very thick wall. And, you know, neither one can get his hand through the whole hole, and there's a hole between the two rooms. So we learned, Zeb bolikat makom shiyad magas. This one checks up to where his hand reaches. Zeb bodeg ad makom shiyad magas. The other one checks until where his hand reaches. Ashar mevatel belibo. And the rest, they just make it hefker and a null. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if you have a bed that's dividing a room, or eitzim ba'avanim, sturim tachteha, or you have stones and wood underneath this bed, umafsekes, and thereby, and there's a gap between the bed and these stones, in a tzricha b'dika, you don't need to check. Now, kasha mita mita, you have a contradiction. First braisa we had Rav Shimon Gamliel saying mita cholek b'soch habayis umafsekes tzricha b'dika. Here we have Rav Shimon Gamliel saying mita cholek b'soch habayis etzem avanim sturim tachteha umafsekes in a tzricha b'dika. So you have a contradiction in Rabbi Shimon. And kash yachor and achor, you have another contradiction in regards to holes in a wall. The first braisa says the holes in a wall don't need to be checked. Second braisa says, the hole in a wall, each person needs to check as far as his hand will reach. So Gemara says, no problem. Sfar and achor and lo kasha, the contradiction, the questions of holes is not a contradiction. When the hole is higher than normal, higher than a person's height, or lower than a person's height. So those are the holes that are not normally used, you don't need to check. The Mishnah, that's the braisa that says that the hole between two rooms has to be checked as far as your hand goes. That's a hole that's in the middle of the wall. So that's usable. So since it's usable, it's a makom shenachnisim bo chametz. Mita, mita lo kasha, and the contradiction in Rav Shimon Gamliel about checking under a bed is also not a contradiction. One is talking about where the legs of the bed are very high, and it's comfortable to use under the bed. And hadamita tayi, the second rice is talking about a lower bed. And so since it's a lower bed, that's where you don't check chametz, because it's not comfortable to use it. All right, so now we have Ellie's question. Is it true that a storehouse for wine doesn't need to be checked for chametz? Well, we have another braisa. The storage area for the wine needs to be checked for chametz. The storage area for the oil doesn't need to be checked for chametz. Asked the Gemara, "Alch b'mayaskina b'mistapik." The price that said that you have to check the storage for wine is a storage room that people sometimes use. Sometimes people go in the middle of the meal to resupply their wine from that room. So then, as we learned in the Mishnah, since they take supplies from there, it's a place where they bring in chametz, because the waiter might bring in his chametz. Well, we said in the Braisa that you don't need to check the storage area for the wine. It's in such a storage area that people don't go into it in the middle of a meal. So, in second, yeah, if you're telling me that the storage area that the Braisa says you check when it's a storage area for wine is because people take supplies from there, Shem and Nami, but people also take supplies out of the oil, because after all, they eat their bread with oil. So if they ran out of oil, they're going to go back to get more oil. So Mara says, no. Shemen, oil is different than wine. Shemen, yesh kevel achila. There's a certain amount of oil that a person eats at a meal. And so they don't normally resupply oil. Yain, when it comes to wine, ain't kevel ishtia. There's no set amount of how much wine people are going to have. Sometimes they drink more, so therefore they will resupply the wine. So the wine area is an area that the waiter will enter and bring in his bread. Yeah. Yes. We're going to get to that. The Gemara is going to talk about that. What's that? Yeah, we're not talking about beer yet. Right now we're talking about wine. We're going to get to beer soon. But you have to remember that in those days, they oftentimes made beer out of dates. So beer out of dates was not chametz. Beer out of barley is chametz. Tani Rebbi taught, Asu otzaros sheichar. They made in Bavel the storage areas for the beer, otzaros sheichar b'Bavel, Otzros Yain Beretz Yisrael, like the storage areas of wine in Eretz Yisrael. So Sheikhar is beer, but here it's not referring to barley beer. Here it's referring to date beer or fig beer. And that's referring to Bimistapik. We're talking about a storage area that people normally take the beer from during the meal. Therefore, you need to do a Bedikas Chametz, because the norm in Bavel was to go resupply the date beer during the meal. So since it's normal to resupply, the waiter will walk there with his bread, and therefore it's a place that they bring chametz to. All right, Amar Rav Chizkiya, Rav Chizkiya said, Beit Dagim, the room where they store all the fish, ain't tzarech bedika. That you don't need to check for chametz, because people don't go into it with chametz. I have a tanya tzricha bedika, but we don't do a brisa. Do you need to check it? Lakash, it's not a contradiction. If it's a room where they store big fish, so big fish, you know, the waiter figures how many big fish he needs. He doesn't go in to get another big fish. Abazuchi, the Bryce is talking about a room where they store small fish. So small fish, you know, even his assessments aren't always right. He thought he needed a certain amount of small fish. He ended up needing more. So then he might go in. Therefore, if he goes in during the meal, it's a place that they do bring chametz into. And if it's a place where they bring chametz into, therefore, he needs to check for chametz beforehand. All right, other storage areas. Amar Rabba Bar Avuna. Rabba Bar Avuna said, Bei Milchi, the room where they store the salt. Ubei Kiri, the room where they store the wax candles. Tzarech Badika, you do need to check for chametz there, because sometimes you run out of salt in a meal, sometimes you run out of candles. The waiter's going to go get a new candle and get some more salt. Amar Rav Papa said, Bei Tzivi, the room where they store the wood. Bei Tamri, the room where they store the dates. Also Tzarech Badika, you have to check, because again, they might run out of wood or dates. The waiter is going to come in to get resupplied during the meal, and he'll be bringing in bread, and therefore it's a place where they bring in chametz. Tanu lindin abrai say mechayven oso lahakas yado lachorn lestakim livdok. We don't require that the person put his hand into holes or into cracks to check in those holes and cracks for chametz. Ipnei sakana, because there's a danger in doing that. My sakana, what's the danger? Ipnei sakana's akrav. If there's a danger of a scorpion there, then how is he ever using that room? How is he ever using that hole in the first place? There might be scorpions there. So my answer, Letzricha, the case is Dinafa. In other words, there was a house. So when there was a house, he was using the holes in the wall. Because when people are living in a place, the scorpions stay away. But now this wall fell down. It became a pile of stones. So now that it became a pile of stones, now the scorpions move in amongst the stones. That's what he said. It's dangerous to put your hand in there. Therefore, you're pater from doing bedikas chametz in the pile of stones. So you must understand, enough, if a pile of stones fell over it, you don't even have to check it all. As Tosfos points out, Tosfos claims that the whole reason of why we do bedikas chametz is we might find some chametz and eat it. But if there's a pile of stones, no one's going to eat anything. No one's going to find it there. No one's, you know, pulling away stones on Yom Tov. Right, Batan, we learned in a Mishnah. Chametz nafal mapolas. If you have chametz and a whole avalanche of stones falls on it, how are you kimavur? It's already considered destroyed. And even though you know there's chametz there, you don't need to go look for it. So why would we say you don't have to put your hands into the hole for the chametz? And we're saying that's referring to a wall that fell down and became a pile of stones. If it's a pile of stones, anyway, you don't need to check. It's already considered destroyed. Hasam over there that it's considered destroyed. Shein akelav yachal chapis achav. That a dog wouldn't be finding it. In other words, you have a tall pile of stones, 3 tefachim tall. So the smell is blocked. The dog wouldn't even go looking for it. Hacha here was a smaller pile of stones. Kesha akelav yachal chapis achav. It's not such a big pile of stones. And the dog might go looking for it. And therefore, there's still a danger. Yeah? I don't think a person needs to move the fridge to look for the chametz behind the fridge. It's gone, yeah. So now ask the Gemara, why are we so worried? Why do we say that if there's a pile of stones and there's scorpions there, so he doesn't put his hand in to look for the chametz, even if it's a small pile that the dog could smell, and therefore it's not considered mavur yet? I don't understand. Va'amar Belazer, didn't Rabbi Elazar say, Shluchei mitzvah in a nizakin. When somebody's sent out to do a mitzvah, the mitzvah will protect him. So why are we worried that in bedikas chametz a person might get bitten by a scorpion? So Amar Rav Ashi said, when does the mitzvah protect you? When you're just trying to do the mitzvah. But once a person's looking, he might be looking for himself too. Shema tova lo machat. Maybe he's going to lose a needle in this avalanche. Once he's looking for chametz, he's going to also be looking for his needle. Mara says, do we really think that when you do mitzvos, you have to be totally, sincerely motivated only for the sake of the mitzvah? If you have a little personal motivation, it's no good. Personal motivation is okay. But I didn't really learn in a brisa, as we had to act that further in the Sechta Rosh Hashanah. Omer sells it tzedakah b'shvil sheyichya b'ni. The guy who says, I'm going to give this coin to tzedakah, and it should be a merit that my son live. That's why I'm giving the tzedakah, so that my son have life. Oshaya ben Olam Abba. He says, I'm giving the tzedakah that I should be somebody who has Olam Abba. So, Raisa says, there is a tzaddik gamur. He's a perfect tzaddik. He did a wonderful, wonderful mitzvah, even though he's also thinking about himself clearly. So, the same thing should be true. If a guy is looking through an avalanche for chametz and for his own needle, so what? He wants to gain some gain for himself. He's doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah should protect him. Why do we say he doesn't have to do it? Because of the scorpions. The mitzvah should be protecting him. So Mar said, no. Dilma basa de bada. Maybe after he checks for chametz, he'll say, oh, once I checked for chametz, asila yune basra. Afterwards, he's going to be looking for the needle. Once he's looking for the needle, exclusively, it's just for himself, and then he might get hurt by the scorpion. Right. But we're worried. We just said, don't put your hand in for the chametz. Because if you put your hand in for the chametz, you might continue to be putting your hand in for the needle, and then the scorpion might bite you. So don't put your hand into a place where there are scorpions. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said another answer. This is the Brisa that says you don't have to check the holes because of the danger. What danger is there? It's the following case. Mishum sakana sanachar. The danger is not scorpions. The danger is what the Gentiles will think you're doing. Uplimo hi, and this is the Tana Plimo. The Tana we learned in a Braisa. Chor Shabein Yehuda La'armoy. Let's say there's a Jew who lives in an apartment, and next door to him there's a non-Jew who lives in the next door apartment. And there's a hole between the two apartments. Oh, they got Malcolm Shiada Magas, Vashar Mevatu Belibo. According to the Tanakhama, the Jew checks as far as he can get to with his hand in the hole. The rest just is Mevatel. Plimo Omer, Plimo said, no. Kol Atzmo, that entire whole Enobodek, he shouldn't be checking. Nea Sakana, because of the danger of what the guy thinks. My Sakana, what's the danger of putting your hand into a hole between your apartment and the Gentile's apartment? Okay, what's the danger? Says the Gemara. E name of Sakana's Kshafim. If that we're worried that the Gentile's going to think that the Jew's doing some black magic by putting his hand into the hole. How is the Jew using that hole in the first place? How is it a place that has chametz in it? The Jew should never have been using the hole for chametz because the Gentile is going to think he's doing black magic. So Gemara says, listen, Hasan, ki ishtamish imamun ahora. When he was using it, it was by daylight. There was plenty of illumination. The Gentile doesn't think that there's some black magic happening here. But hachale laila, but bidikas chametz is done at night. You don't have a lot of light, as we've learned in today's daf, Shragahu, you have the directed light of a candle. And then the Gentile thinks that he's doing black magic, therefore it's dangerous. So Mara asks the same question we said before. So why do we say that you're exempt from checking for chametz in the hole between you and the Gentile's apartment? Because the Gentile is going to suspect you're doing something spooky. Didn't Rabbi Elazar say, Shluchei mitzvah einan nizakin? People are sent out to do a mitzvah. They're not damaged. The mitzvah protects them. Says the Gemara, a very important halachic principle. Heicha d'shchiach hezeka? In a place where the damage is prevalent, where it's likely to have damage, shani, it's different. And then, even though you're a shliach of a mitzvah, you can get hurt. Shenemar, as we have the story when Hashem tells the prophet Shmuel to go and anoint David to replace the current king Shaul. Omer Shmuel says back to God, Eich Eilech, how could I go do that? The Shama Shaul, current king Shaul, is going to hear the Haragani and he'll kill me. Omer Hashem says, okay. Hide that you're going. Eglas bakar tikach biyadecha. Take a calf in your hand. And you will say that you had to offer a sacrifice. And you had to invite Yishai to join in the sacrifice. Make a whole story. But what's Shmuel afraid of? God told him to do something. God said, go anoint David. What's Shmuel afraid? He's going to do God's mission. He's protected. He's doing God's task. The answer is, you're protected when you do God's task, but not when you enter into a place of current and present danger. But since there's current and present danger to upset Shaul, therefore Shmuel was rightfully worried. That's what the Gemara is saying here. To do things like at night with candles next to the Gentiles, which they don't understand, that's a current and present danger. And that you wouldn't do, even if it is a mitzvah, to be checking for chametz. Or my name is Rav.
So the mitzvah doesn't immunize you.
The mitzvah does not immunize you. No, not when there is a current and present danger, or shkicha hezeka, when there's damage that's likely. Oh, my name is Rav. They asked the question of Rav. Hani b'nei b'Rav, the diary of Baka. The students who live in the villages. Are they allowed to come to the yeshiva early in the morning before Alos HaShachar and come back from yeshiva late at night once it's already dark and feel like they're, since they're going to go learn Torah from Rav, so they're protected? Or maybe we say no. At night there are all these dangers at night. And even though they're going to learn Torah, but they're not protected, they should only go out by day. Amaluhu, so Rav said to them, Nesi, they can come. Alive al tzavari. It's on me and it's on my neck. In other words, if I'm sure that they'll be protected. The mitzvah is going to protect them. So the Gemara asks, Nezel Mai, what about going back? So okay, they can come to learn. What about going back? When they're going back, they're not going to do a mitzvah anymore. They're returning from a mitzvah. A malusar, absolutely adana. That I don't know about. Itmar was taught, Amar Belazar. Belazar said, Shluchi mitzvah in an izokin. People sent, going out to do a mitzvah, are protected. Lo bali chasam, they're protected both when they go, lo b'chaz yirasan, and when they come back. As if they're not going to be able to come back, then maybe they wouldn't go out. Keman, who is Rebbe Elazar saying this? Ki hai tana, like the following tana, the time of the Braisa. Yisi ben Yehuda Omer, Yisi ben Yehuda says, klapei shan v'torah, from this the Torah says, go up to Yerushalayim for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis. You're going to leave all your property behind. So, you know, the Goyim are going to come in and they might steal it. So the Torah says, "V'lo yachmod ishes artzecha ba'alos chaler le'ra'o," says Pnei Hashem Elokecha. No person will seek out your land when you go up to appear in the house of Hashem, your God. Malami, this teaches you, shetehei paras haroa ba'afar. Your cow might be grazing out in the fields. Ve'en chaya mazikta, and wild animals won't damage it. Your chicken will be pecking at the garbage dump. And the weasels won't damage it. Think about this. What an amazing lesson. Normally, if you're not watching the cow or a chicken, they get damaged. Nevertheless, in an izokin, they're not going to be damaged. People who normally are not damaged because they have Mazel, they have an angel protecting them. Achas kama v'kama, certainly they won't be damaged when they go to do a mitzvah. And they'll be halicha. So maybe when they go up to Yerushalayim for Aliyah L'Regel, they're protected. Achazar aminayin, how do we know that when they return, they're also protected? Tamaloma, that's what the pasuk says. Uvishalta v'achalta v'makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha bo. You'll eat the carbon Pesach in Yerushalayim ufanisa v'boker. You'll turn in the morning. And you'll return to your tent. That means Shetelech, you'll go, but Timsal Chabashalom, and you'll find your tent in peace. You'll be protected when you return. So the Gemara now asks, Chimachad Afilu B'Chazira, and if even when they return, they're protected. Alicha Lamali, why do I need to tell you that they'll be protected when they go out? Answers the Gemara, that's Lekid Rabbi Ami. That's for the lesson of Rabbi Ami. Dam Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said, Kol Adam Sheish Lo Karka Olo L'Rega. The pasuk says, "V'yachmod ishes artzecha ba'los chalei ra'os." It's not to tell me that they'll be protected; it's to teach me something else. That's to say, what Rav Ami taught: a person who owns land, he's the one who's obligated olo l'regel. He's the one who's obligated to go to Yerushalayim for the three holidays. She'in lo karka, but if he doesn't own land in Eretz Yisrael, in olo l'regel, he's not obligated to go up for aliyah l'regel. Amar Rav Avin by Rav Ad, Amar Rav Yitzchak. Rav Avin, the son of Rav Ad, said in the name of Rav Yitzchak. Ipnei ma ein peros ginosar b'Yerushalayim. Why don't we have in Jerusalem these big fruits, the fruits of ginosar? They only grow in ginosar, which is near the Kinneret. So why don't we have such big fruits in Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is all mountains. It doesn't have the same type of climate like the climate of the Kinneret. The answer is Kadesh Lo Yehu Oli Regalim Omrim Il Malei Lo Alinu El Lechol Peres Kinosu Yerushalayim Dayenu Nimtza Aliyah Shelo L'Shma. So that Yerushalayim will remain a fully spiritual place. It shouldn't be that people go up to Yerushalayim, they say, oh, there's such beautiful fruits here, such big fruits. If we only came just to have such fruits, it would be worthwhile. Yerushalayim shouldn't be about the fruits. Yerushalayim should be about seeing the face of Hashem. Shouldn't be an aliyah shelo l'shma. Kiyotzevel. Similarly, Amar Rav Dustoy Rav Yani, the studied son of Rav Yani, said, "Mipnei ma'in chamit v'erbi Yerushalayim." Why don't we have hot springs, like Hashem put the hot springs next to the Kinneret? Why aren't there hot springs in Yerushalayim? Again, the same answer. Kadesh lo yehu oli regalim omrim, so that the oli regalim shouldn't come up and say, "Il male lo alinu elo lirchutz b'chamit v'erbi dayenu." If we'd only come up to bathe in the hot springs of Tveria, it would be enough. Then it would be that they came up for the insincere motivation, for physical pleasures instead of the spiritual pleasures. Okay, so that completes the discussion of Shluchei Mitzvah in Nizakin. And now we go on back to the issues of Bedikas Chametz. The Mishnah said, Ubame Amru Shtei Shiros B'Martev, when did they say two rows of barrels in a cellar? So Gemara says, Martev Mandikar Shmei, whoever mentioned the cellar. Achi Gamar, this is what the Gemara means. This is what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah says, Kal Makom Shei Machnisim Bo Chametz, Ein Tzarech Bedika. Any place where they don't bring Chametz into regularly, you don't need a check. Therefore, Otzos Yayin Votzos Shemen, not mean Tzarech Bedika. So therefore, storage area of wine and storage area of oil also doesn't need to be checked. When did they say you have to check two rows of barrels in a cellar? That was a cellar that they take from it wine. A cellar where they take from it wine. So that answers Eli's question. How did the Brisa say that you don't have to check the wine cellar? That's when you're not getting supplies from the wine cellar. The Mishnah says you have to check the wine cellar. And that wine cellar that people get supplies from. Right, then we had an argument in the Mishnah between Meshami and Beis Hillel. Meshami omer shtei shuros al pnei kol ha-martev, two rows in the front of the cellar. And Beis Hillel omrim shtei shuros chitzono shein elyonos, two outer rows, which are the top rows. So Amrav Yehuda Rebbe explained, when shtei shuros she'amru, Beis Shammai's two rows, it means like this. The two rows that are right by the doorway, along the entire width, umina aretz, from the ground, ad shmei korah, until the roof. So it could actually be four different, you know, barrels. You can have rows, and it checks the first two rows. Rabbi Yochanan said no. Shura achas, kamin gam, it's like the L shape. So he checks that row of barrels that are in front of the doorway, and then the whole row of barrels on top. All the barrels going all the way back to the back of the cellar. So like an L. Tani kavasa dir Yehuda, we have a brisa like Rabbi Yehuda. Tani kavasa dir Yochanan, we have a brisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Tani kavasa dir Yehuda, we have a brisa like Rabbi Yehuda. That is the first two rows. What does it mean, these two rows? Min ha'aretz, ad shmei korah, from the floor to the roof. The outer row that sees the doorway. And then Elyona, then the top row, roes ha'korah, seeing the entire roof. So it's the width and then the full depth. However, the row that's right past that external row, or shalemata himena, the row that's right beneath the top row, going all the way to the depth, that does not need to be checked. They still say no. Shtei shuras hachitzonos, the two external rows, shein elyonos, which are the top rows. Amar Rav explained, Elyona, the top row, Shalamata inana, and the row beneath it. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel said, what it means is, Elyona, the top row, the Shalafnime mena, the one right past it, further, deeper. My time with the Rav, what's using of Rav? Dayak Hitzonos. He's focusing on the fact that it said the two outer rows. Aiva Elyonos Katani. It says top ones. Lemuti Tatoi de Tatoi. To exclude those that are lower than low, bottom two. Shmuel said, no, Elyona v'shalifnim emena, the top row and that which is further in towards the depth. My time of why Dayak Elyonos, he's focusing on the idea that they said top ones. I have a chitzona katani, but it says top ones that are also external. That just means l'muti gviyasa the gviyasa, to exclude the inner ones. But it doesn't actually mean all of the external row. Rebchia tani kavasi derav, Rebchia taught a braisa like Rav. Kulu Tanoi Tani Kavasi Kavasi de Shmuel. All the other Tanoim quoted Brisos like Shmuel, but Hilchasa Kavasi de Shmuel, Halacha is like Shmuel. Adkan Rav Pes.